Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Shelby Rose. A heat advisory has just been put in place for our area. That's because temperatures are expected to hit 100 degrees later, and with the humidity, it's going to feel closer to 110. This is the beginning of a very hot stretch and what is typically the hottest time of the year in Houston. Here's the Houston Chronicle's meteorologist, Justin Ballard.
That heat dome really sinks the air, and sinking air compresses and warms. So that's why we've got day after day after day of hot, dry weather, very little opportunity for rain, which, even if briefly, would help kind of cool us off just a little.
100-degree highs throughout the weekend as well. We won't get out of triple digits until maybe the middle of next week. The heat advisory will continue until 7 p.m. on Friday. It's currently 90 degrees on the University of Houston campus. Three Galveston Island homeowners are suing the Texas Windstorm Insurance Association. They allege the insurer underpaid claims after Hurricane Beryl by secretly lowering damage estimates. Sean Hodge is one of the attorneys representing the homeowners.
Hurricane Beryl was a natural disaster. It could not be prevented. But what happened following that was a systematic scheme carried out by TWIA to underpay the insured.
The insurance representatives say their claim adjusting procedures are compliant with state and federal laws. This evening, the Houston Texans will face the Las Vegas Raiders in their second preseason game. We may not see some of the key players, though. The Houston Chronicle is reporting the Texans are resting most of their starters. Regardless, it's good insight into what we can expect for the season. Texans analyst John McClain touted their number one defense on Hello Houston and expressed his confidence in C.J. Stroud. But the one drawback to the team, he says, is the offensive line.
They do not have a great offensive line, but they do have a lot of new pieces led by their number one pick center, Keelan Rutledge, who has had a great training camp.
Kickoff is at 7 o'clock, and the Astros will face off against the Angels in Game 2 of their series tonight at Daikin Park.